Well, good Saturday morning, good Saturday afternoon, or maybe it's good Saturday evening, depending on when you join us for GSFM. Most important thing is, it is Saturday, and here we are. You're welcome. Nice to have your company. The 23rd of July today, and still nobody has zoomed in on our mystery voice. Let's take a listen to some things that happened down through the years on this day. We travel back to 1962. Firstly, the Telstar communication satellite sent the first live TV broadcast to Europe on this day. In 1972, Eddy Merckx of Belgium won his fourth consecutive Tour de France cycling competition. In 1986, Britain's Prince Andrew, very much in the news at the moment, isn't he? Absolutely. Well, he was in the news on this day in 1986 because he married Sarah Ferguson at Westminster Abbey in London. Now, they divorced in 1996, as we all know. And finally, in 1998, on this day, US scientists at the University of Hawaii turned out more than 50 carbon copy mice with a cloning technique. There we go. Not a whole lot happening, but sure, interesting bits and pieces nonetheless. GSFM friend Alan O'Brien celebrates his birthday today. Alan, how are you? Long time no see, long time no hear, but happy birthday to you. Have a wonderful day today. You celebrate your birthday with Nicolas Cage, born on this day 1939. Our transatlantic listeners will remember Imus in the Morning. Don Imus, wonderful personality. He was born on this day in 1940. David Essex, 1947. Alison Krauss, wonderful performer, 1971. Michelle Williams from Destiny's Child was born in 1980. And a man that's also very much in the news at the moment, the man who plays Harry Potter in the movies, Daniel Radcliffe, was born on this day, the 23rd of July, back in 1989. So happy birthday to everybody celebrating a birthday on this day. Right, let's take a listen once again to our mystery voice, shall we, and see if we can get you closer to it. There's no clues yet. No, it's too early. Monday, maybe, we'll give you a clue.
Friendship.
That is our mystery voice. Take a listen again very quietly. I'll say nothing.
Friendship.
Friendship, he's saying. Any ideas? Let me know, please, if you have. I told you we would revisit Angel Falls for our useless fact today, and that's exactly what we're going to do. Angel Falls in Venezuela. Well, it was named after an American pilot by the name of Jimmy Angel. His plane got stuck on top of the mountain while searching for gold. All those years ago, that's where it got its name. Tomorrow, what tree is unlikely to burn? Join me for the Sunday's GSFM and find out. Thank you for listening today. Have a super Saturday. From me, Jerry Sweeney, and all the crew at GSFM headquarters. International headquarters, I mean. Bye-bye.